News, Emil Wilde. Good afternoon. The news brought to you by St. Louis County National Bank, Forsyth and Merrimack in Clayton. The Supreme Court has agreed to a speeded-up review of Judge John Sirica's order that President Nixon surrender White House tapes and documents. The House Judiciary Committee has turned back a move to call witnesses to testify about the alleged payment of $75,000 in hush money to Watergate conspirator Howard Hunt. On Wall Street today, industrials closed down a point and a half at 8:02:17. Yesterday's torrential rain will cause additional crests on the area's rivers and streams. Mississippi will go 2 feet above flood stage on Monday with a crest of 32 feet. The Missouri at St. Charles will crest Sunday below flood at 23.5 feet. As of last word, cement masons' representatives were still locked in a meeting with contractors in negotiations. However, no other meetings have been scheduled in the construction strike, now 31 days old. Another stoppage threatens, with 4,000 Teamsters set to go on strike Monday against building contractors in central and southern Illinois. A cut in federal funds and a failure by the Missouri legislature to make up the loss is going to result in the elimination of some important mental health services in the St. Louis area. Dr. Kathleen Smith, superintendent of Malcolm Bliss Mental Health Center, tells KSD News what will be cut as of July 1st.
A children's ward at Malcolm Bliss Mental Health Center. Four outreach clinics, one at Troy, Missouri, one at St. Louis Comprehensive Health Center, one at the Enright Clinic, and the one at the Pruitt-Igoe Clinic. We're going to close two daycare units, one for children and one for alcoholics.
Some 400 employees, mostly women in the St. Louis area of Southwestern Bell, are due to get some back pay. It's based on an agreement by the company with the U.S. government to end sex discrimination for Bell System management employees. KSD News asked company spokesman Bill Holland how much may be involved.
We have no dollar figure yet because each case will have to be looked upon individually and then judged accordingly.
Board of Police Commissioners President in St. Louis, Colonel T.D. McNeil, disagrees with Mayor Pelker's proposals to cut more funds from the police budget.
Based on the other four members' judgment, of expected vacancies, which we plan not to fill immediately or not at all, we had already cut our budget request for salaries by $550,000.
After wrestling with the budget for some time, the St. Louis Board of Aldermen today held a short session and worked only on four routine zoning matters. Belleville firemen could strike. That next on KSD News at 71 degrees at 5:03.
Spring fever can hit you most any time, a warm winter day or a balmy June morning. You know the feeling. You see visions of vacation, golf, boating, a new car, a patio project, all those fun things that take money. And it should make you feel good to know that you can get your spring fever money at St. Louis County National, the thoughtful bank in Clayton. We understand spring fever because we have it too.
We're the biggest in the county and we're growing every day. We're looking ahead. We're helping to build for tomorrow in a big, bold way. St. Louis County National, the thoughtful bank, the one-stop bank, St. Louis County National, where thoughtful banking service gets things done for you.
St. Louis County National Bank is at two Clayton locations, across from the County Government Center and across from Famous Bar's parking garage.
Belleville firemen have voted to strike on June 25th, if they have not received favorable action on their contract demands. Meanwhile, Belleville voters go to the polls tomorrow to ballot on the proposed 49-cent school tax increase. Some 300 members of the United Steelworkers Union began a wildcat walkout at Hager Hinge Company at 139 Victor about noon today. A company official tells KSD News that about 200 workers remained on the job. The dispute involves the duties and responsibilities of inspectors. Many bike and go-kart operators in St. Louis County will have to watch it starting this weekend. Illegal use of the machines will come to renewed attention of St. Louis County Police. Of primary concern is the law that prohibits youngsters under 16 from operating them on public property. KSD weekend weather looks like it's going to be a pretty nice weekend. Partly sunny, partly cloudy with the highs in the 70s. KSD records 71 degrees right now. The KSD News has been brought to you by St. Louis County National Bank, Forsyth and Merrimack in Clayton. Member FDIC. For KSD St. Louis, Emil Wilde. Here's Susie with a KSD traffic report.
We have some problems downtown, mainly caused by eastbound vehicles stalled on the east side of Poplar Street Bridge, which has southbound 70 and northbound 55 pretty well backed up, waiting to get onto the bridge. And eastbound 40 is in pretty sorry condition until you get over the Van Deventer overpass, and on the other side, traffic moves well past the Orchard Container. But westbound 70 traffic is stop and go from just west of Lindbergh all the way to 244. This is Susie with KSD Traffic.
KSD with music and much, much more.
55 KSD.